We're in the middle of Siman Tav Kuf Pei Vav. So last week we discussed cracked shofros, cracked lengthwise, that was the test, cracked widthwise, the test. Now we're up to Sifyud. Dibek Shivre Shofros Zeh Im Zeh. You have a smashed shofar and you put it together like a puzzle. V'asamem shofar puzzle. Afil miyesh b'sheva shekenegim piv shi'ur shofar. So if your shofar smashes into many pieces, it doesn't even have to be many pieces, even two pieces, and then you glue it together, you put the shofar together like a 3D puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. Even if you have a sheer shofar at the beginning, and the rest is just, you kind of ruined it, because if you have a sheer shofar, and you can blow it as is, leave it as is. What's wrong with the shofar? Explains the Mishabura in Sif Katan Nun Ches at the end on the next page. Ratam the shofar echad Amar Rachmana velo shnei shofros. So this is called shnei shofros. You put together pieces, and the Mishabura writes, even if you have a full round piece of a shofar, a bunch of round pieces, and you kind of glue them all together, that's also going to be puzzle. The shofar has to be shofar echad and not shnei shofar.
It's a puzzle.
A puzzle. 3D puzzle.
Puzzle.
You know it once was.
The puzzle is puzzle.
Yes, sir.
What?
You know it once was a shofar echad.
Even though it once was a shofar echad. Right. Sif Yud Aleph. And this is all the Gemara's over. Hosif alav kolshu. If you add to the shofar a kolshu, maybe mean a mensh lav mina puzzle. Whether you add something that is the material of a shofar or something that's not the material of a shofar, either a puzzle. Afilo hayabo mitchila shir shofar. Even if it started out as a kosher shofar with a shir shofar. Mishabas have cut the nuntas. Hainu shehericho. You elongated. Is that the word? The shofar. Lengthened the shofar. It doesn't matter on which side of the shofar you made it longer. Puzzle. Why? Same thing. Mishum de shofar echad am rachmana velo shnei shofros. Come on, b'sif yud. Okay. Sif yud beis. Okay. This, the Gemara, gives the two pshatim, I believe. Sif yud beis. Hafcha, we talk about lo yatsa. If you... Hafcho, you inverted it. I don't know what inverted means, but we don't yet know what hafcho means. So we're going to have two explanations. You flipped it, you flipped the shofar, and you blow it, you're not going to be yotze. What does it mean? You flipped it. Bein hafcho kider shehofchem hachaluk. Whether you flipped it inside out, you put it into boiling water, made it malleable, and you flipped it inside out. Shehefzer pnimi lachitzon, like you do to your shirt. Whether you flipped it inside out, that will be puzzle. Or bein sheini chuzkamo shahaya, or no, you didn't do something so drastic. Ela shehirchiv et hakatzar b'kitzer et harachav. You flipped it in that you made the wide side small and the small side wide, and now you're going to blow it from the opposite end. Also, if you blow from the wide end, that's going to be puzzle. Mishavas have caught the samich, matan dechziva ha'avarta shofar trua. What does it mean, ha'avarta? Explains the Mishavas, derech ha'avara ba'inan. Tehenu kider sha'ayal maviro b'rosho mi'chayim. You need to keep it in the natural form, the way it's on the head of the ayal, when the ayal is alive. Sif Yud Gimel Hoya Aroch V'Kitzro. If you have a long shofar and you shorten it, in this Shavuot Shir Tkiya Kosher, as long as it is a Shir Tkiya, which we discussed at length last week, is a generous tefach that you put it in your hand and you can be seen on both sides, so it's going to be kosher. Mishabura Sivkata Samich Gimel. Veinafgamina Bezitzad. Doesn't matter how you cut it. You've cut it from the smaller side or the wider side. Ba'afilu Nishtana Kolo Aideza. Even if it changes the sound that comes out of the shofar. The chiddush of this din is the low payment being called a karen kmosha derek dios broshaya. We don't say that you need the entire shofar horn as it was on the animal's head. No, you just need a shear shofar, and therefore you can cut it in half. Sounds like in theory you can cut it in half and turn one shofar into two shofaros, as long as you can blow the second half. And what if you want to make the second? You need to, I assume, in order to properly blow a shofar, it has to be small. The blowing it, I mean, they always say don't blow the big end, but I don't know if that's physically so possible. But okay. Let's say it had a length, you have a long shofar. It has a lengthwise crack most of the way through. From the, not by the mouth, by the other end. So we said a lengthwise crack, some say even a mashu is puzzle. Others say rubo kukulo is puzzle. So now I basically have a puzzle shofar. So what do I want to do? Why is it puzzle? Because the crack is going to continue crack the whole thing. So, I'm no dummy. I'll cut it off. The crack part I cut off, I throw in the garbage. So I have a puzzle shofar. Can I take a puzzle shofar and make it kosher by cutting off the part with the crack? Says the Mishabura, yes you can. Even though it was puzzle or a hole that would puzzle the shofar. Anything that puzzles the shofar, if you could cut it off, you can kosher the shofar. You cut off the puzzle part and now you've koshered your puzzle shofar. That's a whole discussion by an Esrog, which we'll get to Bezrat Hashem when we get there. Okay. You have a puzzle Esrog, and then you want to... Okay, we'll wait till we get there. Sif Yodalim. Girdo mi bifnim o mi bachutz. The shofar has a thickness to it. What is the minimal thickness for a kosher shofar? I don't think there is a minimal shear, as long as it's not a hole, or it's not a crack. As long as the whole thing is complete, it doesn't matter how thick it is. It's not, it doesn't have 5 millimeters, 2 millimeters, 1 millimeter. It doesn't matter. So I can scrape the inside, scrape the outside, as long as it's still a complete shofar. So I scraped it on the inside or on the outside. So dak ma'od. I made it very, very, very thin. Kemo geled, like a geled. Kosher. It's still going to be kosher. Even if it changes the sound of the shofar, of the blast that comes out of it. It's not a change in the sound of the shofar because of some external thing that doesn't belong there. Right now, I'm blowing a pure 100% shofar. The fact that I made it thinner is irrelevant. All the kolos by the shofar are kosher. So it changes the sound, it doesn't matter. It's not an external thing over there. Okay, that's if you doubt. Sif Tetzvah. So the way a shofar works, shofar, we said, comes from the word shofaret, which means it has to be chalul, it has to be hollow. Shofaret is a tube. A shofar is a tube. When it's on the animal's head, apparently, the hollow tube has something stuck inside. Now, the way you normal way of making a shofar is that you take out the thing that's stuck inside, and now it's hollow. Meaning it's hollow, but it's the way it naturally grows on the head of the animal. It's hollow with something plugging up the tube.
Cartilage or something.
Okay. So what I do is I pull it out, and now I'm left with that hollow tube that we call the shofar. So says the Shulchan Aruch, lo hotzi zachrus, and that's called, the part that goes inside is called the zachruso, because it's reminds us of the zachar, the male. Lo hotzi zachruso ela nukah. So let's say we did not take out that piece that was plugging up the hollow part of the shofar. What ela nukah bo, instead of taking it out, You decide you have a very, very, very long, I don't know, drill bit, and you're just going to drill through that piece without taking it out. And you're going to blow it that way. That's going to be kosher, says the Shulchan Aruch. Mishabura, Sifkot and Samach Zayin. Look at Mishabura Sifkot and Samach Vav. When the horn is attached to the animal, etzem bolet min arosh midich lasatocho. I don't know, that doesn't sound like cartilage. Mishra seems to say a bone comes out of the head of the animal and fills up the hollow part of the shofar. Ukishosin shofar, when you want to make a shofar, motzino tovitocho, you take out that bony piece. And this guy, lohotzio, he didn't take the whole thing out, elenokom sevetchilos, so that's all for, he drills a hole through it. That would be easier nowadays when we have power tools than it would be 500 years ago or 2,000 years ago when this was discussed in halacha. It's going to be cautious. Says Mishra Sifkat and Samach Zayin, v'afil lechatchila motulasuskin. You're allowed to do even lechatchila. Demin b'mino einachotzit. Oh, but I'm supposed to blow a shofar. And now there's something shoved in there that doesn't belong. Now, it's true it doesn't really belong there, but it's not considered to be an external material. That's how the shofar grows on the head of the animal. And therefore, it's considered to be the same min as the shofar. It's made as, it's considered to be the same material. I don't know if scientifically it's the same material. They claim this, Mishabura seems to say this inside thing is a bone. I don't think we'd say the shofar is a bone. Is it considered bone Karen material?
And Karen and SM2 is in
okay. Etzem versus Karen? I don't know. Okay, but it's considered the same min. And since it's considered the same min, even though the external part of the internal bone that doesn't belong there is separating between, you know, the hole, the hollow part, and the shofar, which is on the outside, and we say min, demeanor, inachotis, it's the same type of material, and it's not considered an interruption. It doesn't separate, and it's as if you're blowing a shofar, and the Mishmur says it's even the chatchila. The ain't the mechal shtei shofros, and we don't say, "Oh, you're blowing two shofros," like we said you're not allowed to do in sif yud and yud aleph. Came to dovek mitchilaso because it came stuck together. That's how it grows on the animal. If you take it out and then you make a hole in it, and then for whatever reason you want to shove it back in, that's no good already. Once you separate it, boom, it becomes a separate thing. Continues the mechal there. Aval, but I'm in the middle of Sifkot and Tetzvah. Imhotia Zachros, you take out this male shape, this bone thing that's plugging up the hollow part of the shofar. V'asam imenu shofar, kigon shenaka bo, pasul. I take out the inner thing, and then I drill a hole inside this inner thing, and I'm just blowing the inner thing, and I make a hole through it to blow it, that's no good. Mishavet Sifkot and Samiches. Why not? The shofar who milosh shofaret shehi chalula. The word shofar means shofaret, which means chalula. It's a tube. It has to be hollow. The kol she'ena chalul b'tivolo miki shofar. Anything that's not naturally hollow is not considered to be, it's not called the shofar. So this inner part is not hollow. It's the outer part that's hollow. The inner part is not hollow, and therefore if you want to take it out and turn it into a shofar, it's no good. Just like we had in the beginning of the simon, we have certain animals that have horns that are not hollow. And you do make it hollow, but drilling a hole through it, that's not good enough. Because it's not a shofar, it's a keren. Is that true what I just said? It's not a shofar, it's a keren? If it comes with a... Okay, I take that back. That wasn't 100% accurate. The para, we said the cow's horn, it seems the cow's horn is hollow, but the Torah doesn't refer to it as a shofar, only as a keren, and therefore it's puzzle. These other animals that have a horn that's not hollow, that's puzzle because it's not a shofar, because a shofar by definition has to be hollow. So it's two separate psulim, and the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of the simin says they're both psul min haTorah, it's two separate psulim. It's not that the cow's horn is called a keren because it's not hollow. No, the cow's horn is called a keren because the Torah calls it a keren. And that teaches us that's not a shofar. It's only a keren, therefore it's no good. And it is, I assume it is hollow. It seems like it is hollow. And then we have other animals where it's not hollow. The Mishabur brings down over there Tzivkat and Zayin, Re'eim, and Tzvi. Because it's not hollow. You want to make it hollow, that doesn't help. It has to be naturally hollow, even though it's naturally stuffed, but at least it's naturally hollow with the stuffing, and that's what makes it a shofar. Okay, Sift Hezayim. This is a little bit more complicated. Okay, Sift Hezayim. So this is a Braisa with a Machlokes, Ran and Rosh, how to explain the Braisa. It's also part of the Mishnah, part of the Braisa. Tzipahu Zahav B'makom Hanach. I want a fancy shofar. We're a high-end shul in a high-end area, and we think there should be gold on the shofar. So I want a gold-plated shofar. Can I do a gold-plated shofar? No, is that Kelim Aveir? This is a hidden mitzvah. I spend a lot of money on my lulav and esrog. I want to spend a lot of money on my shofar. I want it to be beautiful. I want to build a big, beautiful shul. And in the big, beautiful shul, Rosh Hashanah, I want a big, beautiful shofar coated in gold. So let's see. Tzipahu Zahav. If you coat it in gold, b'makom hanochas peh, in the place of hanochas hapeh, where you put your mouth, puzzle. Okay, that's going to be the big machlokas. What does that mean, hanochas hapeh? If you put the gold, shalom b'makom hanochas peh, kosher. If you put it not where your mouth is, it's kosher. So that sounds very simple, but we'll see now the continuation of the Braisa, which shows us that our original understanding, which I didn't explain, but what you might be thinking is simple, is really not simple. Tzipahu zahav mibifnim, pasul. If you put gold on the inside of the shofar, that's pasul. Mibachut, if you put gold on the outside of the shofar, im nishtana kol mikamo shahaya, pasul. If the gold on the outside changes the sound of the shofar, it's going to be pasul. Mibachut, if it doesn't change the sound, it's going to be kosher. Now, wait a second. What leads to complications here is that we just said if it's shalom b'makom hanochas hapeh, where I don't put the mouth, it's going to be kosher. So isn't the whole outside of the shofar where I don't put my mouth? So that should be kosher. But yet, the mouthpiece we said is possible. But if it's shalom b'makom hanochas hapeh, where I don't put my mouth, it's kosher. That's what the ratio of the Braisa says, which sounds like the whole outside, except for where I put my mouth, if it's coated in gold, should be fine. But now we just said, it depends. If it changes the sound of the shofar blast, then it's puzzle. Which means that this mibachutz is different than shalom b'makom hanochas hapeh. Okay, so now let's see the two pshatim that are both brought down in Shulchan Aruch to explain Shemakom Anochas HaPeh and Shalom B'makom Anochas HaPeh. Okay, here it goes. It's a little bit. Just pay attention. So again, we said, where you put your mouth, puzzle. Where you don't put your mouth, kosher. Inside, puzzle. Yeah. Outside depends if it changes the sound of the shofar blast. Like, so what are we talking about? So here, Yesh Mefarshim. This is the rhyme. Yesh mefarshim makom hanochas peh. What is makom hanochas peh? Haynu ovi hashofar letzad pnimi shemeniach shampir. That is the inner. Where you're putting your mouth, but it's on the inside where your mouth goes. Because your mouth, when you blow a shofar, goes on the inside. It has to go on the inside of the shofar apparently to get a sound. I'm not good at getting sounds out of a shofar, but it's the inside, right where you put your mouth, but on the inside periphery, the inside periphery is usually outside, but the inside circumference, is that outside or inside? What do you call the round part of the inside of the circle?
All right, I know what you're talking about.
The inside part of where you put your mouth. Okay, so that, the round says, Mako Anokban Obi HaShofer Letzab Pnimi Sheminiach Shampir. The inside of the shofar where you put your mouth.
Press your lips
up.
Let's get this on.
Right, that's makom hanochas hapeh. And the outer side of that exact same spot where I put my mouth, the inside where I put my mouth, that's makom hanochas hapeh pasul. And right on the outside periphery circumference, that outside part
V'atzad achitzon min ha'ovi atzmo, right where you put your mouth, karui shelo b'makom en achazapeh. That's going to be okay if you make it out of gold. And it is the rest of the shofar that if it's gold, it depends on changing the sound of the shofar. That's the first opinion, that's around. The Yesh Mefarshim, this is the Rosh. The Ovyo B'makom HaKatzar Hu Makom HaNochas HaPen. Right where you put your mouth, on the inside and on the outside, I believe, that's called Makom HaNochas HaPen. Not just the inside, even the outside, right? The right where you put your mouth. V'shelo B'makom HaNochas HaPen, Hayinu Kol Orach HaShofar Mitzad HaKatzar Ad Tzad HaRachav. Okay, so that doesn't fit into the Braisa, and now the Mishaburu is going to redefine what the Shulchan Aruch means, because that did not, that if you explain it like that and take that at face value, then Shelo B'makom HaNochas HaPeh is the same thing as Mibachutz, and one said kosher, and one said it depends if it changes the sound of the shofar. So now let's see how the Mishaburu is going. Mishaburu Sifkot Nesamach Tes. Tzipahu Zahav. Hu Loshina Braisa Ad Tevas Yesh Mefarshin. So the first two lines of the Mechaber here is Loshna Braisa, and then we have two Yesh Mefarshim, Shita Saran and Shita Sarosh to explain. Let's see. Sif Katan Ayin Ayin, the first opinion is the Ran, and Ovi HaShoifer, the Tzad Pnimi. Ayinu Ovi HaShoifer, Rotaloma. The Ovi HaShoifer, Lamala, Yeshne Chudin. Echa Shinot, the Tzad Chalal, the Shofar, Echa Shinot, the Tzad Chud. Where the outer edge of the Shoifer, where we're going to put our mouth. There's the inside, and there's the outside. The Perish HaRishon, according to the first explanation, which is the Ram, Mikri Makom HaNachas HaPeh HaNu Shitzvah L'Tapnim, is only the inside where you put your mouth. U'psulo Mishim SheHevel HaKol Nichnas LaZahav. And it's possible because the sound, the breath, I don't know what you call it. The breath that comes out of your mouth to go into the shofar, to make the sound, is going through the gold. It's going through the gold, that's no good. The shalom b'makom enachas hapeh, where it is kosher, haynu hachot hanotel etzat chutz saviv. That's where I put my mouth, but on the outside. So this the wind, that comes, the breath that comes out of my mouth into the shofar, is going through the gold. If it's on the pnimi, on the inside, that's possible. But if it's right on the outside, it's okay. Umachmas also hamaat in a kol mishtan in a kosher, because when you have a little bit of gold right on the, where you put your mouth, but on the outside, so your mouth's not really going on the outside, your mouth's going on the inside, that for sure is not going to change the sound of the shofar. Since that's not going to change the sound of the shofar, it's really like the whole outside, except the rest of the outside, it might change the sound, it might not. If it changes, it's possible. If it doesn't change, it's kosher. Here we know it's not going to change the sound, and therefore it's kosher. Aval kol orach ha'shofar mitzad chutz v'chal tzipor zom v'chutz. But the continuation of the shofar, the rest of the shofar, from where you put your mouth, but not that part, the rest of it, hamuska b'brais, I got lost, hold on. Aval kol orach ha'shofar mitzad chutz, the whole outside of the shofar, hu b'chal tzipor zom v'chutz, that's included in, you coated it in gold on the outside, hamuska b'brais, period. Okay. That's the run. Now we're the second parish. So parish Hashemi. This is the Rosh. Kol osa akota shalamala mashemachlus etof piv hakol nikra makom anochas hapeh. The whole thing where you put your mouth, mean the inner part and the outer part, both of them are called makom anochas hapeh. And if it's made out of gold, it's no good. The shalom makom anochas hapeh that we said is good if you coat it in gold. Hainu mashu somach osa makom yabuchutz. It's on the outside, and it's only a mashu. You move over one drop from where you put your mouth, and that's going to be okay. The sphere of the mach was also mashu gamkin in drachah kol ishtanos, because it's not going to change the sound of the shofar. So we can say with confidence that it's okay. It's not right where you put your mouth. It's a little bit over, drop over, like the next drop. It's a mashu. It's a ring, a gold ring around the outside of the shofar, right next to where you put your mouth, but not exactly where you put your mouth. So that's not going to change the sound of the shofar. Avshu adofa mibachutz, even though it's on the outside. Ulekach, so that's my brisa, the kosher. That's why the brisa can say with confidence that it's going to be kosher. However, Umin also Makum Lamata, but from there and on, the rest of the continuation of the shofar, Ad Sof, until the end of the shofar, that's what the Braisa refers to when it says, that Mikri Tzipaho Zahabi Bachutz. That's called, the outside is coated with gold. And that's Talui, the Talui bin Nishtana Kol. It depends if it's going to change the sound of the shofar blast or not. The empty powers on me with name, but if you put gold on the inside of the shofar, the chol got me puzzled. That's going to be puzzled no matter what. Because you're not blowing a shofar, you're blowing a gold. Mishum shuto keya ba zahav. That's called blowing gold, not blowing zahav. The issue, footnote 70 has a ha'ara, that they once saw they blew shofar, and they found inside the shofar a little worm. It was a little worm, like a piece of gold. Is that going to pass out the shofar blast? So they asked for the usher. He said, no, it's kosher, because it's not stuck to the shofar. And it does not impact the sound of the shofar. It's not a hefsek. It's like some dirt, a pebble would fall inside, or a little bit of dirt. That's like, you don't have to go cleaning the shofar every few minutes to make sure that it's crystal clean inside. That's not like coating it with gold. Okay, now we see the last line of the Mechaber that didn't fit so much. So that's what the Mishmur says, if got an ayin aleph, hainu kol orach ha-shofar, ha-machaber kitzer v'zeh. The Mechaber used a kitzer loshon. Dimi loshon ramash et chol orach ha-dadina islay v'koshin tzmoh zov eves zeh eino. This sounds like the whole outside would be kosher if it's gold, but we know that that's not the case. Derak masha rishna samach la-ha-obi she-machlos toch pid kosher. It's only right next to where you put your mouth, a very thin outer ring of gold, that would be kosher. Again, because we know that that's not going to change the sound of the shofar. That mashu is not going to change the sound of the shofar. But from that mashu and onward, which is 99% of the shofar, 98% of the shofar, Yamamata ad sofa shofar in tzipau, if you coat it in gold, talui bin nishtana kol machmazeh. It depends. That would depend on whether the sound of the shofar changes because of the gold coating or not. So that's tough. Cool. Pei vav. Seif yud through test zayin.
Yasam v'chapam.